It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
Under 20% of people actually do this. That's the impossible question. For $808, let's see if Chelsea knows what it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is, Chelsea?
I think it's wear socks with sandals.
Like the cool kids.
Yeah,
like the cool kids.
Those cool kids.
Okay, I have to admit something, and then I have a question. I wore socks with sandals the other day just because it was like a little chilly out, and I knew it was going to get warm, and
loser.
I wasn't going anywhere. I was just like in the house. Wait, did you call me a loser?
Loser.
Okay, so that's my question. Yeah. The kids, my son does it all the time. Am I a loser if I do it, or am I allowed to do it too?
If you're over the age of 18, you cannot do it. It is a written rule. Just like ketchup on your hot dog, you have to be under the age of 13.
I think Bobby's not cool. Because
so I'm in the car with my son, and when I guess that answer, he turns around and he goes, Mom, and he points down to his feet, and he's got slides and socks on. He's 10.
How old
10?
Is your son?
He's 10.
Okay. He's fine.
He's fine, but can you ask him if I'm allowed to wear socks with sandals?
Yeah.
So, Bentley, is Kathy Romano allowed to wear socks with sandals? Because
I'm a mom.
She's old.
She's a mom. He said yes.
Oh, I can?
Yes, you can. Bentley.
Oh. All right, Bentley says I can. I'm wearing socks with sandals.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree. But.
I was almost embarrassed to tell you this before I found out you wear socks and sandals,
Kathy. Did you do it?
I do it pretty much every day to pick up my kids. I wear Crocs and socks.
Oh,
Bobby
boy.
Is done.
I thought I was dealing with two people here that are considered high fashion, but apparently I'm dealing with two people who are considered highly losers.
Chelsea, we went off on a tangent. Thank you for the topic, but it is not the correct answer.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I could see people looking at me like I didn't like go.
Is that a regular occurrence?
Yeah. Like, is this normal? Mm-hmm. Are you going to like do this all the time now? Or is this just like a one-time thing? 888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? $808.
Yeah. And as you can tell, we think that the person who does this is a little lame.
Like socks and sandals.
Yeah, right.
Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got $808 for the impossible question this morning. What is it? We're going to go to Liz and see if she knows. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
Use deodorant.
Wait, you think under 20% actually use deodorant?
Yes.
Everybody else is lying, huh?
Oh my God, this would be a smelly town if that were the case.
Although sometimes you walk by some people and you go, ooh. I actually was, so on last week, on Friday, I was watching the World Cup U.S. match. And I was at a bar and we were all hanging out and a woman came up and said hello to her friends that was near us and she stood next to me talking to her friends and I was like, wow.
Oh no.
Someone hasn't worn deodorant.
A lot of people all natural.
Yeah.
I know two people who are all natural. They do not wear deodorant and
Brett.
They smell awful. No, not Brett. Not Brett. They smell awful.
Yeah.
And like they know it and they're just like, no, I don't wear deodorant. I'm
wow.
like, well, you should.
Yeah.
Liz, sorry.
Definitely.
No, that is not the correct answer.
Not the smelly answer. Not
sorry.
It.
Thank you.
Right. Have a great
day.
Ooh, we like set it together.
That grosses me out.
No, and by the way, Brett wears deodorant. He just forgot the one day he was late.
Exactly. Because you know he's going to come back and say, I heard what you said, Bobby.
I heard what you said about me.
I heard what you said.
Adam, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what under 20% of people actually do?
And are you wearing deodorant?
I am wearing deodorant.
All right, good.
I will say that. I am going with that they binge watch a TV series but do not finish it.
So you binge watch the whole series, you get to the final episode, and you don't watch it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because you're too worried about what the final's going to be.
Oh.
You don't want to be disappointed.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, that was... I know I get disappointed when I'm on the final episode of a really good series, and I don't want it to end.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I still watch it.
Yeah, I'll still watch it, too.
Adam, sorry, not the correct guess.
Oh, good. Thank you.
But you smell great. Have a great day.
Thankfully.
You too.
All right, last guest for this round is John. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What do you think it is, John?
Write in cursive.
Ooh. Oh.
Under 20% of people actually write in cursive. The lost art of cursive writing.
My handwriting is like a hybrid of printing and cursive.
I think you and I growing up at the same time have the same thing, because I was still taught cursive and taught print, but then it kind of, I have like a mix of both.
Yeah, like the K, like in my name, the K, I'm definitely not doing a cursive K, but I'll connect the A-T-H-Y.
Uh-huh. Yep. But they stopped teaching cursive in a lot of schools,
they
and now
did.
They're starting to bring it back in some schools, we're hearing.
You are correct, and they talked about it in my district. My son wanted to learn cursive. I bought him a book so he could practice on his own. He still has the book. It is not touched. And they did not bring it back in the schools. There was talk about it,
and they didn't
bring it back, so I don't know.
We lost the art of cursive. I can pick up my mom's handwriting anywhere. She has that old Catholic school cursive handwriting that you can pick it out anywhere.
Same. My mom does, too.
Yep.
John, good guess, but not the correct answer.
All right. Thanks.
Have a great day.
Also, my mom's signature, because of you can pick out that, is the easiest to forge. When you would have something, you know, you'd bring home your report card and you had to have the parents sign it. I was always like, oh, my mom's is so much easier to do than my dad's. So
did you do that? Were you bad?
I absolutely had to have my parents sign it, and I signed it.
Did you?
No.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah, Bobby was so bad.
I became a good kid after high school. That's when I became good.
And I was so good. Like, I never did any of that. I never got bad grades.
You became bad in adulthood.
That's what I was going to say.
She doesn't follow rules.
Bobby and I switched.
We switched. We did, actually. There you go. I didn't follow any rules. And then all of a sudden, adulthood, I did. You had the exact opposite.
Swapped. We're going to do the impossible question again at 9:10. So get your guesses ready. Under 20% of people actually do this.
And just a public service announcement, too, from the Kathy Romano Show. Wear your deodorant today, please.
We've got $808 for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. Good morning, Eva.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think it is?
Under 20% of people do read the terms and conditions.
Have you ever read terms and conditions?
I don't think I have. Eva, have you?
I'm not in full, but I probably should start.
Laura, no way, right?
No, I get annoyed when you scroll really fast and they're like, wait, you went too fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not reading it.
You have to go back.
And then fast forward 3 months later, you want to return something. They go, no, you agreed to the terms and conditions. And you're like, oh, yeah I did.
I try to find a way around it.
Yeah, those losers that read the rules.
They're actually just the smart people.
Yep, right.
Sorry, Eva, that's not correct.
Oh, thank you.
All right, have a great day.
I mean, who reads the terms and conditions?
I would like to know someone who, I bet you like a lawyer does.
Oh, absolutely.
For like anything.
Go through the whole thing. Yep.
Yeah.
On page 33, it says, rah, 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 rah. Loser.
888-333-B101. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it?
Yeah, and that loser has a house in Avalon on the beach.
Has two.
Yeah.
We've got $808 for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? Zahara, good morning.
Good morning. So my guess is keeping your inbox clean or nearly empty.
That is so difficult.
I love having a nice clean inbox and email. The one thing I can't stand is if you pull up someone's phone and you see in the bottom screen it says messages and it says they have 27,000 unread messages. I freak out.
I currently have...
Oh, no. Don't do it.
10,000.
No!
Okay, that's pretty bad. What?
No.
You know why? I blame it on my spam email. I have an email account that I specifically use to sign up for anything.
Okay.
You know, all my Home Depot
Makes
emails,
sense.
All my this, that, whatever, everything goes to that.
So they all stay there unread and it's disgusting.
I will
unorganized.
Go in every once in a while and like just mass delete everything.
Right.
I just haven't done that.
Ugh.
Good guess, Zahara, but not the correct answer.
Not it.
Darn.
Have a good day, though.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your trip to space.
Yeah, where was she going?
That's,
she might be on SpaceX, I think. Pretty amazing.
Dave, good morning.
Hello.
All right, what do you got for us? What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
I'm going to say they take the change that somebody leaves behind by accident in the register.
Oh, by accident. I thought you meant like dip their hand in the donation jar.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dave's like, is this free money? Can
yeah,
I take this?
Dave. I was going to say, right? Dave, what are you doing?
No, that's like taking out of the basket at church.
Yeah, I know.
No,
yeah.
No. Exactly. No.
Yeah.
I mean, more like when the people get, like when the change comes down the little chute and somebody forgets to pick it out.
Oh, yeah. They leave it there.
And you take it.
Ah.
Like some old lady's change that she forgot.
Yep.
And you're pocketing the like 13 cents.
Yep.
Right.
Good guess, Dave, but not the right one.
All right, guys.
Last caller for this morning for $808. If she doesn't get it correct, it goes to $909 tomorrow morning. Fawn is on the line.
No pressure.
Good morning, Fawn. I think she's working. Fawn, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm on the line. Sorry about that.
That's okay. All right.
Are you at work?
I am.
Okay.
Right. And you're all actually right. Concentrating at work. That's good. That's good.
I'm trying to win some extra money.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if you are going to win the $808. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Skip their doctor's appointment.
Like their annual physical or something like that?
Yeah.
Because you don't want bad news. If they don't tell you bad news, you're completely healthy. Right? Yeah.
No, and if it's broke, why fix it?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't do an annual physical.
Kathy Romano. Just listen.
Hear me out. Because I'm going to get sick throughout the year. So when I get sick, instead of making two doctor's appointments, I go for my sick doctor's appointment. And then I'm like, can you just do this, like whatever the physical needs to be? Let's do it today. I'm here.
Once again,
right?
She does not follow the rules. She does it her own way. And she gets away with it. So we've learned this a lot now over the past year here at B101. Yep.
Fawn, good guess.
I'm the same way. Get me while I'm here because there's no telling I'm going to be back.
Exactly, Fawn. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yes, I do. I hate to win that money.
I hate to hit the buzzer, Fawn.
Oh, sorry.
No.
You can try again tomorrow, though, Fawn. It's going to be $909 now.
All right. Thank you, guys.
$909 tomorrow.
Under 20% of people actually do this. We also have a trip to give away to Jamaica tomorrow, and we have a guest tomorrow, Murr from Impractical Jokers. Okay. He's going to be on the show tomorrow morning.
A clip of the day was a very funny conversation we had earlier about going to the beach, where I accidentally talked myself into something I'm not going to do, which was wear an American Speedo.
Yeah, we tried to convince you, Bobby, for charity. All you have to do is walk one block on the beach in an American flag Speedo, and one of our callers had this to say this morning.
I'm in for $10.
Yes! Yes! Yes!